You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the motherfucking building again here, people. Doing the Steve Des Island Podcast, the podcast I bring my friends of Hollywood doing amazing and great things, and we talk, chit-chat a little bit. So you see, they're regular people, like you, me, your neighbor, your mom. Yeah, I know your mom. But here is the first second timer of my whole show. Here for a late session of Bro Talk. Mr. Keith, the legend, the myth, Tyler.
That is me.
Yeah. How you doing, Keith? I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so.
You would say so?
I would say
why,
so.
Why? Why is that?
I just feel good.
You feel good?
I feel good.
Mm.
You
what?
Feel good?
I feel great.
Oh, yeah?
I feel great. I had an improv show today.
Mm-hmm.
I did plenty of productive stuff. I finally got my mixer to work. So I bet you guys are listening to superb high quality podcasting right now.
High quality.
High quality. Emphasize the high.
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 High. That's in where you are right now.
Who?
You.
What are you talking about?
Well, what you talking about, Willis?
Willis?
What you talking about? Where you and me are right now, sir. The two babies.
And did you call us? Did you say we're the two babies?
No.
Oh,
the two babies.
I thought you were trying to get girls on this station.
Nah. I said two babies, as in vape, vape.
Gotcha.
Vape. Yeah. But anyway, I want to know what's happening in your love life. What's going on? You say you want advice from me. Let's have this bro talk.
I don't remember.
Do you remember you were like, oh, I need this. I need more help in closing.
Oh, yeah. So, I can get girls. I can, like I can read them to a certain point.
Yeah.
And so, like, after the whole flirting and then, like, talking to them on a more intellectual level and, like, getting, like, personal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know that they like me. Or whatever, but I can never close it. Like,
what do you mean, never close it?
Well, I mean,
well, you mean what, nigga?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
Then think faster. People are waiting for your answer. Well, people, this episode is brought to you by Steve Des, because nobody's fucking sponsoring this show. It's just me, produced by me, made by me, everything by me. So, Keith, have you gathered any thoughts?
Oh, we're back to...
Yeah, I'm back to you.
Oh, I thought you were still going there.
No, I already did my sponsors.
Okay.
It's just me.
All right. Back to... What was the question?
Oh, my God, dude. I can't do this. I can't do this. Podcast canceled. Right now, we just lost all the two viewers we had.
Two. It was like three. It was like three of them.
Three? Because did you subscribe today?
I did.
That's why. I got three subscribers I just lost. Except for Keith, because Keith's still here. But yeah, dude. Like, tell me, what's going on? Like, what do you mean closing? Like,
I don't know. It's kind of a stupid question earlier.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, when I say closing, like, just like...
Okay, what are you talking about? It's like, you can get the girl. You can go talk to them, be straightforward, talk or whatever. Maybe take her on a date.
Yeah.
You know, have dinner, talk, be cool, be nice, maybe chill for a little bit, and that's it. So you're stuck in the friend zone, or you cannot You not get her to fuck you or what the fuck?
Yeah, but only when it's like a really, really hot girl. This always happens when it's a really, really hot girl.
What happens with a really, really... Give me an example.
Like, if I, like, want to fuck them or even, like, just get to know them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not really get to know them like that, but, like, more of a girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's that, Can't get it. I can't close it.
Can't close.
Because I guess it's more of a shy barrier.
But what are you talking about? Can't close. Like, what sense? Like, close as in you want to be their boyfriend. Close as you just want to fuck them. Close as in you want to live with her. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not live with them. That's out of the question.
Okay, but tell me, what do you mean? Pause this?
Can you pause this?
Can I pause it?
Yeah.
Why? It's going live.
No!
Yay!
Okay, anyways. What were you saying?
So what do you mean close?
I guess you would say... Like becoming their, or just trying to hook up with them.
Just trying to hook up with them. Yeah. You were gonna say you're trying to be their fuck buddy or something.
Possibly.
Yeah, but that for that you don't have to take a girl to dinner.
Yeah, of course not.
You've been trying to take girls to dinner and trying to fuck them.
No. But like, when I do, like whenever like we're alone or whatever, it's more talking than. Anything happening.
Okay.
That kind of closing.
Okay. So you want to fuck her?
Yeah.
And you want to do it just once, or you want to do it twice, or you want to do it constantly?
I could definitely do it constantly. No. Just once.
Just once? One night stand?
Just a one night stand.
That's easy, nigga. That's the easiest thing on the book. The difficult thing is to have her as a fuck buddy. Because a lot of women are not down to that. A lot of women are like, if you ain't putting a ring on it, you ain't doing shit. Yeah. So you got to be like boyfriend and girlfriend officially and shit. And be Facebook official. And that's when them bitches are going to be like, okay, let's fuck.
Yeah.
And then that bitch might be a lazy bitch. And then when you fuck her, you're going to be like, damn, what I got into? And then you're like trying to get out of that shit. Dropping some knowledge, nigga. Wow, wow. People, I'm preaching
the word
of relationships and other chips. So what's up? What do you want me to tell you? What's the main question on this closing detail?
Well, you kind of summed it up.
I mean, but I didn't really... I talked about, like, another topic within that topic.
Yeah. I'm just... I don't know.
Tell me a question. You don't have any more questions? That's it?
For closing?
Yeah, for closing.
Not really, man.
No?
No.
Any questions about anything else? It's bro talk, man. You better...
Bro talk.
You better get all the knowledge you can. It's going to be okay. We're listening to Kid Cudi while Keith is gathering his thoughts. Yeah. Bueno, Kid Cudi. Come on, man. You got some?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay.
How do you have time to be like so social, bro? Like networking and all.
What do you mean?
Just like, you're always like shooting, like face, you're always like you're on either on Facebook, Instagram, like all the social networks.
Oh, okay.
You
mean that type of so like social network?
Not like talking social, like face to face, whatever.
Yeah, because that's what I thought you were saying.
Oh no, social networking.
I always been fascinated by social networking. You know, like I like, you know, I started. What was the first one? I don't even remember, man. I had so many accounts of stupid shit. Like, I remember my first email I had. It was called aquaboy@hotmail.com, I think it was. I didn't make it. My big sister made it because she wanted me and my other sister to be up to technology. And by that time, computers were coming out or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was hot. And so she was getting into it, sort of. And, like, I dabbled through it. I didn't like the old interface because before they only had like Solitaire and like nothing else. It was like Windows 98 or 95, whatever.
Yeah.
So that sucked dick. And well, that's what I had to deal with. But I became fascinated, like, yo, it's all like fucking in a screen and I can click it. I can do all this shit, you know? Mm. So I wanted to know more of it. And then one thing that helped is that my dad, he worked as a repairman, and he used to, like, you know, work on TVs and computers and PlayStations. Whatever you bring him, he will fix it. He had his own, like, little, like, establishment, whatever, like, a little company run by him.
Yeah.
And I worked there several times. So, you know, I got to fix stuff, and I got to see stuff and whatever. So I became kind of fascinated by technology with that aspect. Like, you know, everything electronic, everything that will come out, you know, it was like a new radio, new headphones, new whatever. Like, I became fascinated with that stuff. And then, you know, like, once I started knowing, like, for sure that, like, everything I have to do is geared towards short show business, I'm like, what if I learn everything about it before getting into it? You know, and I started writing scripts since I was, like, in fifth grade. And I started, like, working on sound. And when I got my camera, I borrowed this same tripod has been with me since I'm a kid. It's been on my neighbor's, my brother's. He's not really my brother, but, you know, I call him my brother. He's my neighbor. And he gave me this tripod. And, I remember, like, it was just laying on a corner. I'm like, hey, you use that tripod? He's like, no, you want it? I'm like, yeah. And ever since, I've been using it.
Oh, so it used to be his?
Yeah, yeah. But it was just standing in a corner. And I'm like, yo, do you use that? He's like, no, you want it? I'm like, yeah. And I took it.
Damn.
And that, I put my camera there, bro. And that's how I shot all my YouTube videos. It's been all by creative shit. Me grabbing just household shit. Like, oh, I got some pellets from my beta fish. You know, I'm going to fucking eat them and do a skit or something, or I'm gonna throw them or whatever, you know.
So if you would really do that on one of your
YouTube? I mean, I'm just doing it because this is the first thing I saw.
I'm saying, would you have done that?
Probably, because like back in the day, I was just doing anything for laughs, you know. Right. I was putting fucking shaving cream on my face, like all over it.
And I've seen that video actually.
Yeah. And I was like doing shapes and shit on my face and look like a Jabberwocky. Like you do every night when you put that fucking Noxema, whatever it's called. Fucking, I would. Everything I say, every time you come in, I say, Jabberwocky. You fucking look like a fucking America's Best Dancer shit. Man, that show was my shit. I love that show. Right? Oh my god, that show was amazing. But I'm so pissed that they don't have it anymore. They probably were really bad at ratings.
Yo, my show was like Wildin' Out. Like, I would watch that.
It came out again.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
I was trying to get in it, but I was too late.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because I heard about the casting.
When did the first season come out?
It already came out. Yeah. It started airing at MTV2. But it started airing already. I think they're like on their third or fourth episode already out.
Man, that lets you know like how long I have not been watching TV.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched that. I just seen the promos and read.
Yeah.
I read a lot. It's good for you.
Yeah.
I'm actually I'm becoming like one of those really Hollywood-y actors. that's like stops watching TV forever and just focuses on himself or like reading and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, you know, Zach Galifianakis doesn't live in LA at all. You know Zach?
Yeah.
The guy from The Hangover. Yeah. So, he doesn't live in LA. And he hates, like, the whole fame thing because, like, he finds it stupid. Like, the whole paparazzi chasing all this shit. Mm-hmm. And he lives with his wife. His wife is smoking hot. And she's a blonde. And I'm not a big fan of white blonde women, but she's pretty hot. And they live in a farm in South Carolina, or North Carolina, one of the Carolinas. And they live there on a farm, and he doesn't have a TV there.
No.
No. But he has animals and shit. He has like 10 donkeys and chicken and shit.
Wow. That's crazy. That's like no technology at all.
Yeah. And he smokes weed like crazy.
That's why he moved out there.
Well, in Cali, you can get it everywhere. Yeah. I don't know how easy he can get over there. He probably has like a couple of dealers or something.
Pretty sure he does.
Or he just ships it. He's like, he buys a jet just full of fucking weed. Skinny jean wearing for days in the OAA. Boss low, most fools couldn't price me silent stunt with a blunt full of PE. And I guess a blunt full of E. So long, I trust they family, especially Brooklyn. Shout out to the Mahdi's. My bloodline runs deep. Plus, I don't sleep. Figure it's my pops.
Yeah, his way and became a man of the class for reality. His wife is pretty hard.
He's preaching the truth. Take a shower. Oh, hey, my mojo so dope, bitch.
My mojo so dope. Yeah, we live it, yeah.
We own it. Give a fuck about your lifestyle. Give a
fuck about a motherfucking lifestyle.
Nigga. Yo.
Is this Kid Cudi?
Yeah. Okay, Cudi's the shit. Bro, yeah. Kid Cudi, honestly.
Is this from his new album?
No, this is old, bro. This is his second album. This is his second album. This one that he just dropped. This is actually from his third album. The one he just dropped is his fourth, officially. Because he dropped the first one, which was Day and Night. Then he dropped he dropped like an experimental thing. Like he was doing like rock infused with like hip hop, sort of, and electronica, like all those three fused together, but it kind of didn't work. It was called The Wizard. It didn't, honestly. Like I heard the album is crap. Like it was terrible. And I love Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
I love it. I gotta say that I love Kid Cudi. What the fuck happened?
What? That's a funny picture, Steve.
Dude, what the fuck?
What happened?
I don't know.
Is it taking pictures now?
Dude, if this got deleted, I'm gonna be so pissed. Ah, fuck. I wish it didn't. I hope it didn't get deleted. Ah, motherfucker. I really hope it didn't get deleted. But anyway, we cool.
Wait, so we can't check?
I don't know. I can't check right now, and I'm scared to. I want to finish this shit, and then we'll talk about that. Right, so we were talking good.
New sound effect.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, that was an incredible story, Keith. You guys heard of that shit? That was Ghost.
I know.
Intercepted our signal. Man, we got ghosts all the time.
All the time.
No, can you do that?
Oh, remember, so you should talk about what we were talking about earlier.
What?
How, like, there's no, like, you can only see movies in 3D once they're in theater.
Oh, that's true. We were talking about the movies. I'm like, you were talking about Life of Pi, if I seen it. And I said, no, I haven't seen it, but I want to see it in 3D. But unfortunately, I will never see it in 3D because once the movie's out of the movie theater, the only possible way you can watch a 3D movie is, you know, having a 3D TV. Screen. You know,
those are pretty expensive.
And those are really expensive. And even though my TV is pretty freaking expensive, I got it for free, people. But that TV is pretty freaking expensive. And I don't know anybody on my contacts that I'm really extremely close with that has a 3D TV. So I would never see Life of Pi 3D until I make it, like, really big. You know?
Then all the movies will be in 3D.
Maybe. I still think that even if I had the money, I wouldn't buy a 3D TV.
No?
No, I said things kind of douchey, you know, like having a 3D TV. Like, oh, I got a 3D TV, motherfucker. Huh. Who else you know has a 3D TV? Nobody.
I would.
Nobody.
I would get it.
I wouldn't get it. Fuck that shit. I would just get a regular. Matter of fact, I'll be like Zach Galifianakis.
Actually,
I just
get
10 Dunkins and a fucking TV.
I don't think I. Actually, thinking about it now, I don't think I can either.
You can?
I can't.
Why?
Because, like, it's just. I'll be barely, like, watching TV anyway, so the TV would, like, end up going to waste.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you
watch
money.
TV, though.
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot of TV, actually.
And acting, once you make it and stuff, like, you're going to have a lot of downtime. Because, for example, you go shoot something, it takes 6 months. And then you have downtime, you read the next script, and then you go to the next job, and that's it. That's what movie actors do all the time.
I want to keep myself, like, more motivated in my downtime. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like learning a guitar. That's something I really want to do.
Learning guitar? Why don't you learn guitar now? You have off days.
Yeah, I do, but
you have free time sometimes.
Takes a lot of time.
Still. You can do it. I learned how to fucking work all this shit.
That's true.
And it only took me like 4, 5, 6 days. Maybe 7, maybe 8.
Or we just don't know.
We just don't know, niggas.
Pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty freaking cool.
So are you ever getting another fish?
Man, he will kill it. That's the thing.
Yo, like, I kind of want to see it. Not to put Mayweather at risk.
Get 2 fishes and do it.
How much are they? Nah, man, I don't want to get
it. They're like $2. No, they won't kill each other, but it'll be pretty, like, you have to separate it. Like, you have to be the referee of that battle. Because if you let it go down, somebody's going to go down. If not both go down, one's going to go down. But it's usually one that goes down. Uh-huh. And there's ones that are more aggressive and there's ones that are more passive. I had a couple that they were passive as fuck. Like, I would put them to, because when I was a kid, I used to do that all the time. Just put them to fight. I even had a little aquarium thing that in the middle, like, it was separated by glass. So you can see through. And that nigga was like, I'm gonna get you, motherfucker. I'm gonna get you. And like going like that. And the other nigga was like, I'm looking at you. I'm over here. Bro. They were like that, bro. And then when I let it out, because sometimes I would do it. I'm a fucking mean kid. And I was just let it out. I was like, fight. They were like, gotta separate it, man. That was fast. That was 2 seconds.
That was a low blow.
Next
right
time, man. All right, you ready? Fight! No, he's injured. He's injured. Next month, man. Next month, he'll get fucked up. Till one day, I saw him like that. Died, cause they float up when they die. Dead, man. So I just went whoop, flushed in through the toilet.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just a flush?
Just a flush, man. That's how you...
He doesn't even get a proper burial?
That's the proper burial of a fish. You fucking flushing through the toilet where the shit is going. I never realized that.
What?
Yeah, I never realized that that you to throw them through the shit. Because when they tell kids to do that, it's usually like that's fish heaven, you know?
Wait, so you... Please explain this one more time.
There's something called fish heaven. Mm-hmm. That's when a fish dies and you grab the fish and you open the toilet and you throw it through the toilet and you close the toilet and you flush the toilet and the toilet goes flushing and the fish goes to heaven.
Oh, okay.
That's called fish heaven. That's what they tell kids to do when they're kids. And since I was...
I never got told to do that.
Since I grew up watching American television, I will see it often in sitcom series and things like that. Mm-hmm. They will have an episode that a fish dies or some shit, and they do that. Even on a Dexter's Laboratory episode, there's a whole episode about that. And they have like a fish attacking them, like the ghost of the fish. And it's because they threw the body of the fish, but they then threw the spirit of the fish or something. Mm. And it's about that.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty knowledgeable.
Throwing some knowledge, nigga. That's bro talk, motherfuckers. That's what we do. All day, every day.
What time is it?
What are you trying to check? It's, we're in the 26 minute mark. Okay. So we good. We got a Kid Cudi marathon. What the fuck's going on, man? It's like old Kid Cudi, man. Old Kid Cudi. Oh, because that... Whoa, I mean chill music.
Have you heard J. Cole's album?
J. Cole's album?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't checked that.
It's pretty good. There's a song in there called Born Sinner.
Born Sinner?
Yeah. Which is the, also the album title. But it's really like churchy, like church going.
Let's hear it for the people. I haven't heard this on people. I will be commenting on it. It sucks already. That piano, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah? No. No. He's supposed to say no.
Hey.
What?
Been in circles, live my life.
He's saying yeah and hey. That's not proper. That's not proper. He cannot be saying yeah and hey. He has to be hey, yeah.
Please be merciful.
You made me versatile.
I'm right. I know I'm right. Damn fucking right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking right.
Sucker for women licking their lips and holding these purses. Back when we ran the streets, who would think we grow to be murderous? Teachers treated niggas as if they told it.
Oh, he said the N-word. Nah, I'm done with this. I can't do it. I can't do it. That's too much. Too much.
You know, there's a debate on
Paula Deen?
No. There's a debate on, like, which word is more offensive, like nigga or cracker, right?
What the fuck? Nigger is more offensive
than...
Yeah.
But they had, like, they came out with it, like...
Bro, cracker. This is the thing about that word. Nigga or nigger is... either a derogatory term towards African Americans, because that's what they used to call them in the slave days.
Yeah.
Or it could be, what the fuck, my homie? Like, what's going on, my man? Depends on the context of the person saying it. Either they're white or black or whoever that is saying it. Mm. Depends on the context. And cracker, first of all... even sounds me saying it out of my mouth. Cracker sounds like white. It's a fucking salty, saltine chip. Like, that's not insulting in any fucking matter. And like, in the flip side, it's like, you're a cracker.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the bad thing about that? You're a cracker. You're a fucking saltine chip. Because I don't see nothing else bad about it. Like, I don't see a shape or anything.
Yeah.
And nigger, that's what they used to call slaves. That's different, you know?
Yeah, but look, on the news or whatever, they had a nerve to say, like, N-word or crack versus cracker, like which one's more offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you have to say the N-word instead of saying nigga, you should already know which one's more offensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you're already saying the N-word, yeah, for sure. Like, what the fuck?
That was funny, bro.
Dude. Like,
they come up with...
And she was white, the one that was saying this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she probably... If they would have let her unleash the nigger out of her mouth, she would have said, the crackers or the niggers? She would have said... She would have said so white and so slaverish that she probably would have been fired. Bro, have you seen the video with Andrew Dice Clay like telling to fuck off a dude from CNN or something?
No.
And out of that, he got fired, bro. Because the guy fucked up. You know who was Andrew Dice Clay? You know him?
No.
He's a comedian. He was like a really dirty comedian. He's still up and running now and doing a lot of stuff. But he's a comedian since like the 80s. But he's like one of the first people to really like tour like concert style, you know? Like basically you go see Aerosmith or you go see friggin' Bon Jovi. And, you know, as rocker people, you know, going at it like hardcore fans. He was one of the first comedians to achieve that. Like he was going through like the Staples Center and like what Kevin Hart's doing now.
Yeah,
he was one of the first people doing it, like going to the Staples Center, going to this, like, and tons of people would just go hardcore fans with their shirts and shit, and like there was seeing like, and he was just telling jokes, he wasn't singing or anything. So he's, you know, he's legendary basically.
Yeah.
And this guy goes like, oh, so are you, it's so stupid and hilarious. He goes like, oh, so you, you're a gym trainer now or something? Like, do you open your own gym? And he's still doing stand-up. Like, he's always been doing stand-up. He's like, oh, you retired or something? Bro, it is like the most fun. Oh my God, it's hilarious. Clay, midgets. He has funny midget jokes. Oh, I'll see CNN right here. Bam. Gotcha. He's only like, see, he's only 1 minute. That's how fast it was. And people, you get to hear it because I got a fucking mixer now. So
Word.
We're living it up. We're living it up.
Let's talk a little bit about where your career has been.
I can't even believe it.
You, of course, you were a headline guy.
I'm still a headline guy. You know what I mean?
For a while, you popped out. Now you're coming back. You were running a gym. Tell us about that.
Running a gym?
Weren't you running a gym at some point?
You're supposed to be a news guy. Where are you getting your fucking
information? That's our research. You aren't.
This is ridiculous. I come on CNN, and the guy don't even know what he's talking about. Go ahead.
You at no point were you running a gym?
No, running a gym. What,
no, you
need
a
workout or something? Jesus fucking Christ, with these guys. I come on the news for 2 seconds, and you want to say, every
All
time
right.
I do an interview, a guy wants to open his fucking mouth. Can't
All right,
even
Andrew,
do a little
thank
fucking
you very
routine
much.
Here.
We thought that you
know
could
what?
Hold
go
back.
Fuck yourself. You know what?
All
I'm
right.
Fuck the whole fucking network.
We'll go back to talking about Art Carney.
Asshole guy.
And we'll be back in just a moment to fill you in on the Art Carney situation.
And that dude got fired for fucking up. And Andrew's still doing good. So, guess who lost on that one?
Damn.
That dude. Yeah, man.
But he was, like, telling him, like, I'm still doing it, right? He just, like, kept going on.
Yeah, yeah. Dude's an asshole. Like, he was just being a prick.
Dang. That's what he gets.
Oh, what? Check it out.
Check it.
You got your brother and your brother, every other undercover telling you what to say. You think I'm stupid, but the truth is that it's stupid, baby. Loving you is making me this way.
Yo.
Yeah.
This concert is amazing.
I know. I feel it. I'm even starting to shake.
That was amazing, Keith. Like, I totally agree.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So anyways.
Oh, you guys are back from the aliens?
All right. We almost got abducted there.
Hey, 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 hey. Just walk away. Just walk. Just walk.
Do you have this downloaded? Do you have this downloaded?
Spotify. You never show. Show. You can get Spotify for free.
Really?
Oh, on your computer. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can get Spotify for free. It's only
on mobile devices that you have to pay?
Yeah, you have to pay. Because you have it on the go and whatever. But yeah. Here, what they do is like a Pandora type of thing. Not like, well, they have the radio if you want to do like Pandora style. They have it. Like, it could be any. The good things about it is like, it could be any song or any artist. Like, in Pandora, you do it by artist.
Yeah.
Or a song as well. But like, here, it's more like diverse, you know? Like, you can go from here to here, whatever, and do a lot of stuff. But yeah, man. And you can have it for free. And basically, like, you play 10 songs, let's say, and they put an ad. And they play 10 songs and they put an ad. That's what they do this. But you got it for free.
Yeah.
But on the cell phones or whatever, mobile devices, you cannot get it. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then once you pay for it, I don't have ads at all.
Like on your phone?
On my phone or my computer.
Oh.
Because it's the same account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing here. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Just walk away. Kelly Clarkson. Suck my dick, Kelly.
Did you see Nicki Minaj twerking?
Twerking?
Yeah.
Did you see Miley Cyrus twerking?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Did you see Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj has a fake ass.
But did you see it?
I didn't see it.
It doesn't matter if it's fake. Yeah, you have to go to it.
Check it out right now. Walk away. Let's see.
So you thought Miley Cyrus was pretty good?
I put Nicki Minaj in. The first thing that pops up is Nicki Minaj booty. So that's what you've been looking for, Steve Diss, from the past. Fucking nasty motherfucking fuck. Looking for it. Nicki Minaj booty. Like, that's the first thing that popped. Look, Nicki Minaj booty clicked.
Yeah, already clicked.
Already clicked. I'm a bastard. Not me. Steve Dess from the past.
Yeah,
I was looking for that shit. Nicki Minaj twerking the pool. That's the one. Twinking her. Wait. I gotta read that one. It says, Nicki Minaj twerking her donkey on Lil Wayne lap dance part 2 on tour in Florida.
Dang.
Nicki Minaj twerking and giving Lil Wayne a lap dance on stage while performing high school. Nicki Minaj, she's twerking on everybody. Nicki Minaj twerking at the BET Awards. Nicki Minaj twerking on Ustream. Nicki Minaj twerking on Chris Paul. Nicki Minaj twerking on Lil Wayne. Nicki Minaj twerking on Drake. Nicki Minaj twerking on Justin Bieber. That bitch goes around and about. Alright, so he's twerking at the pool?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see this shit. See if the rumors are true. This one? Black and white? No? Yes? No?
Yeah.
What? Yeah? Get it? Don't stop. Pop.
It's small because it's on...
So she did it for no sense.
Yeah.
And who was recording this video?
Wayne.
Little Wayne?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
Don't be saying shit. You know I believe all that. I mean, they obviously fucked.
Yeah.
Everybody fucked there. Birdman fucked her. Drake fucked her. Little Wayne fucked her. Chris Brown,
Nas
probably.
Fucked her.
Rihanna fucked her. I'm certain Rihanna fucked her. Like, they live together.
Nicki Minaj twerking at the pool. That's not even Nicki Minaj. I seen that video. You know how many times I've seen that video?
No.
A lot of times. I have phases that I'm like, let me check this twerk video. Oh, yeah. Let me check this other twerk video. Like on World Star Hip Hop, they have like a, like you click on top of it and it goes to like World Star Hip Hop Babes or something.
Oh, yeah?
And there's like girls twerking and shit. It's always like dancing. Like in World Star Hip Hop, they got the uncut videos. You remember those uncut videos? You never seen an uncut? Oh my God! Y'all ever seen an uncut video ever?
Nah.
Oh my God! That's like, you're not black. You are not black.
I know.
Like, you're half that's Puerto Rican. That's why you are. You're just Puerto Rican. Because if you haven't seen BET uncut videos, you're not hip hop.
BET?
Huh?
Would you say BET?
It was a segment in BET that was like at 3 a.m. It was called BET Uncut. And it was basically they showed videos of rappers going crazy with girls. Like almost to the point of like sex. Almost. It wasn't really sex, but it was like there's naked bitch. You don't see dick ever, but you're gonna see naked bitches doing stuff. And this was on TV.
Like how long ago was this?
Who knows if they're probably doing it now. You know what they change it to? I think Breachers now. So they first started at the bitches. It's like that meme. Have you seen that meme that says Saturday night? And it's like bitches partying, like twerking and dancing on men. And then Sunday morning, like praying at church. You never seen that?
I think I have.
Yeah, it's so funny. So I think that's what happened with BET. They had it at like 3 a.m. for years. And now they have Breachers. Like, oh, Lord, forgive for that.
What just happened?
Forgive for that shit that I just did. You know, put in twerking videos and stuff from 50 Cent to Ludacris. Everybody, bro. Everybody was on that shit. Ludacris, 50 Cent, The Game, everybody.
Ludacris was on there?
Yeah. Ludacris had a song called Pussy Poppin'.
Uh-huh.
Pussy Poppin'. Getting dumb. And it was like a bunch of like girls like popping their pussy and shit and like doing stuff. You want to see one of the videos?
Yeah.
Which one? 50 Cent? My favorite is 50 Cent.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I think it was done like kind of tastefully.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like it's not like the pussy popping one is ratchet as fuck. Like it's a bunch of like strippers.
I've seen it.
And the Chingy one right there has like an uncut version. And that's just really ratchet as hell.
Oh, yeah, I do know.
I like the
way
you know it by darn. That was my shit. I had it in my PSP and everything. I remember, bro. Oh, my God. I remember I had a PSP. And I will pass. They had like a sharing thing, like a Wi-Fi thing that you had to have the PSD.
Yeah,
PSPs like sorted together or something. Mm-hmm. And you can trade pictures and whatever. And me and my buddies used to like share porn. Like, you'd be like, yo, pass me that picture, nigga. Okay, I'll trade you for that one. Like, we'll be passing porn to each other, like, on the Wi-Fi. Like, dude, this is so funny. Oh, and, like, we will pass porn to each other. And yeah, like, I remember, like, but you couldn't pass videos because videos is too much capacity for you to pass.
Yeah.
But I think you probably could, but it will take you a whole day or something. You have to leave the PSPs on and then on the charger so it doesn't, you know, uncharge and whatever. And so I was always like, oh, nigga, I got some videos, too. And he's like, damn. Let me see that shit. I will put that one right there. And the girl's, like, shaking their ass and shit, the uncut one. I was like, baller, nigga. You got video? No, motherfucker. Dude, and I would die for Wi-Fi. I would just go to, like, a random subway or...
Library,
man, everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And the thing is, I used to go to the library at my school, but they kept blocking the porn sites. So I had to put, like, instead of porn, put prawn. P-R-O-N. Prawn. That was like a code for porn if it's blocked. And then that got blocked. And fucking everything I was putting got blocked eventually. Like, I remember my friend gave me a website called hidemyass.com. And it's not a porn website. Hidemyass.com is not a porn website. It sounds like it because I'm talking about porn. But it's not a porn website. It's a website where you enter and your IP address is disclosed. Your IP address, you know what an IP address is? You know, that every computer has it and makes it unique. So, you know, that I without that IP address, you can trace anybody in the world, basically. You know, the government can be tracing me, can be tracing you, anybody. And so, yeah, but with that, you will hide it, meaning that everything in the internet will be unlockable. So if you're playing video games, you know, that's your magic key. And then I will enter there, and then I'll put any porn website, and I will be completely free until they blocked Hide My Ass.
Well, I mean, I thought they would have.
They kept blocking everything, man. They were like, boop, 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 boop. They're probably monitoring everything I did.
Yeah.
And they were like, this nigga trying to look for porn in the library of the school. This cannot happen. That's what happens when you let poor kids into rich people's schools. Man, it was tough. It was tough.
So you went to the library just to watch porn?
No, I would go with my PSP. I would just go near the library. I wasn't inside the library. I would go with my PSP and just get the Wi-Fi. Because then if I'm like, you know, whatever distance from it, especially back in that time, that Wi-Fi was sort of like starting out. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, it was like, it's so fucking funny, man. Like, all this technology, if you think about it, like, it's been fast. Like, we got iPhones. We got fucking Wi-Fi. We got IMAX. We got fucking, you know, I can do fucking podcasts now. I can do my own radio show, like, you know, here and shit. Like, it's fucking fast. Within anything, because that was, like, what I was talking about. Like, Wi-Fi basically just started existing. Like, that concept wasn't, like, before it was, I remember it was like all the time, it was like, yo, are you going to use the internet? Yo, are you sure you're going to use the internet? Like, for sure? Okay. Baby, I'll call you later. All right. Hang up the phone. All right, you can use the internet. Because you needed the phone in order to have the internet. Because it would be like, bam, ding, 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 wham, 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 wham. The fucking dial-up. That it will call a number, and the number will give you a signal, and that signal picks it up, your modem, and goes to your computer. That's how internet worked back then. You remember that shit?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And now it's fucking nothing. We got internet in the air.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking walk with your phone, oh, I got internet. A Target. And you know, with that shit, like, especially at grocery stores, and you're on your phone checking for shit, they are basically spying on you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I read about it. That basically what stores do is when you're like, especially big stores like Target, Best Buy, all those stores, and even grocery, like grocery places like Ralph's and Fufales, Free for Joe's, like they're, you know, they're doing it too. Basically, they're scanning you on your phone to see in what aisles in particular you take most times in order to stack up that or put the price higher.
Wait, to price the item higher?
What? Talk to the microphone.
To price the item higher?
Yeah, it could be that too. Price the item. It's just to, you know, to know. Like, oh, what should we look more into? Should we invest more in this? Should we put the prices higher here and lower the prices over here? You know. So about that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man. So what I'm telling you, reading is great. Reading about your surroundings, what's happening in the world. It's good, man.
You just randomly think about that and then you just Google it.
Did I randomly just think about that?
Yeah.
I know. I think always
they did. They did a. No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. You think you just what?
I think I've just what? What? High moments with Keith Tyler. That segment's back, people. The first one was with Rob Santana. And now I'm was with you. High moment, yeah. It's what we call our blonde moment. Uh-huh. It's gonna be high moments. You know? Yeah. There are moments that are set on high. That means if that shit was an air conditioner, that shit would be not on low, nigga. Not in medium, nigga. Not in super medium, nigga. That shit will be on high.
See.
It's pretty intense, man. Mayweather's just playing, man. That dude is just dancing. Look at him.
I'm telling you, he needs another fish.
He doesn't need no other fish. He gonna fuck him up. Dude, he goes hard on himself.
Even the females?
Huh?
Even the females?
That's the thing. If they don't like the females, they will kill them. So it's either they dead fucking like each other. Yeah, yeah, they're alive, man. Like, either they got a click or... And the thing is, even if they click, they will have babies. And they kill their babies.
Bro, these are some weird creatures.
I know, but there's so fucking lots of them. They're just like, they're New Yorkers. They're the New Yorkers of fish, of animals. They don't like to be crowded with people and shit. I mean, there's some New Yorkers that like that. I don't like that. That's why I don't like New York. Well, I don't say I don't like New York. I don't like living in New York. It's too cold, too crowded. Fuck
how
that.
How many years were you there?
How many years?
Yeah.
Well, like a year and a half. I don't remember quite. I moved a lot when I was a kid. The disco ball in my mouth. Some ballin'. I'm leaning on the switch, sitting crooked in my slab. But I can still catch poppers if I drove a cab. A young Houston hard hitter, all about the Skrilla, riding some candy coated crawling like a caterpillar. I'm tipping on them foes, I'm jamming on this group. I'm looking for them hoes, baby, what it do? Drive slow, homie. 8 more minutes. Turn your hazard lights on when you see them hoes. Drive slow, homie. Again? Yes? 8 more minutes? If you're riding around the city
with nowhere to go, drive slow. 6 more minutes.
6 more minutes? And let's do 6 more minutes. Okay? Say, like, that makes a big difference. Oh, and instead of 8 minutes, can we do 6 minutes and call it a wrap? I gotta go with my glam squad and put some Noxzema on my face.
Yep. I have to do all that.
Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty much it. Well, any last questions before we start taking off? It's a late podcast, people. That's why.
Yeah,
it's pretty friggin' late right now. So we're both tired. We had a rough day. He had to work. I had to work. We both had to do our things.
And I'm starting to get sore because I'm...
Somebody started doing P90X, that's why.
Again.
Again. For the third time? You sure it's the third? You sure? I think it was like the 7th time.
No, it's the 3rd time.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you 100% sure?
I'm 100%.
And how many times was it hip-hop apps?
I never did hip-hop
apps. Oh, you never did hip-hop apps? Okay. Insanity? No? You didn't do that one?
No, I didn't do that one either.
Okay.
Just this one. I mean, it may look like I have, but, like, no, I didn't.
Like, you have one?
That I have did those workouts.
I mean, you don't look like that, don't you?
Are you serious? I'm bigger than you.
You're bigger than me?
I'm buffer than you.
You're not buffer than me.
Yeah.
You're bigger than me because your bone structure is different from mine.
No, I'm buffer.
You're not buffer than me. You're bigger than me, but you're not buffer than me. That's not muscle, that's skin.
Yo, are you serious?
I'm serious. Who's more ripped?
I am.
Ha 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 ha! Hilarious. Let me see that stomach.
Okay, you may be more ripped than I
am. Oh, okay.
But you're not.
Okay.
I'm very good. Yes, we will. Why? Because we can't afford gas. Say it with me. We can't afford no gas.
Say it. We can't afford no gas. So we ain't driving. So we ain't driving. Bro, that's that's one of my favorite albums from Kanye West.
So we ain't driving?
broke. We broke, nigga.
Which album was that?
Late Registration. Let me see. Let's put the skits. Listen. To start our own fraternity. Broke, five broke. We ain't got it. Broke, five broke. We ain't got it.
No, we have no money. We are sharing jeans. If I go outside, I got the only clothing on. How many cars do we own?
None.
How many cars do we own?
None, sir.
Should we let our woman go and be with the cat with the car?
Yes, we will.
Why? Because we can't afford gas. Say it with me. We can't afford no gas. Say it. We can't afford no gas. So we ain't driving.
And then the next, I love this fucking song, man.
We broke, five broke.
We ain't got it.
Broke, five broke.
We ain't got it.
Don't spend no money, ain't got no clothes, ain't got no cars, ain't
got no hope.
We broke, five broke. We ain't got it. Broke, five broke. We ain't got it.
Got no money.
Got no money.
Got no clothes.
Got no clothes.
Got no car.
Got no car.
Can't get no hoes.
Can't get no hoes.
We broke.
Bunch of niggas.
Broke.
Bunch of niggas.
Founded.
Listen to this one.
Years ago. That broke slaves. Years ago. Who did not have. Years ago. That broke brothers in the 20. Years ago. Who did not have. When we could not eat. Remember that? Eating all of our cereal with forks because we wanted to save the milk. Do you remember that? Do you remember all those Christmases when your mama walk in the room and pretend she was the tree? Huh? Remember that?
Bro, we ain't got it. Bro, five bro. We ain't got it.
Bro, five bro. We ain't got it. Bro, five bro. I've called this private meeting today because there is a imposter among us. There's an imposter among us. This brother right here has been out making beats on the side. Yes, he has. Pretending he's broke walking amongst us. This brother has been eating every day. Can you believe that? Eating every day. Pretending he's with us. He's not one of us. I did not want to believe this, but I walked into the brother Kanye's closet and I found new shoes. I found new shoes. Kanye, would you like to step forward and explain these new shoes?
You crazy, dude. I was in.
No, you speak up, brother.
I'm trying to stick to my roots and.
What?
I want to stick to my.
What?
You want your new shoes out of here, Kanye. Don't you ever come back in them. Don't you ever come back smelling all good, taking showers and shit like that, all right? We don't appreciate that down here, bro, fat bro. What's next?
Pretty funny, huh? Pretty funny. Well, people, we're gonna start calling in a night and we're gonna go off. Well, anything you wanna plug before we leave? Any followers you wanna gain? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, some.
Funny story about my Twitter. I lost my account name.
Your account name?
Yeah, so like.
You don't know your account name. I can look it up for you.
I'll do that.
Like, because I'm pretty sure I follow you. Even though you don't post anything on your Twitter.
Like, honestly have not been on there.
Yeah, but you don't like Twitter. It's Keith Tyler Jr. right there. Bam. Wham, bam. Thank you, man. Yep. Look, Keith Tyler Jr. That's it.
44 tweets.
Oh, he says, last tweet, which wasn't a tweet. It was a retweet. It was at December 10th. But your last tweet, your last tweet was the 27th of September. And with this, we're going to open a new.
A year.
And now we're going to open a new section called Steve Des Reading Your Tweets. And this was Keith Tyler. And the 23rd. Well, since he doesn't have, how many tweets do you have in total? 44. I'm just gonna from here. Okay. No, I'm gonna read the whole thing. Look, it's not that much.
No, it's fine.
Look, that's, it says, I got a Twitter. Thanks, Steve Des, aka Steven4950, which is not my Twitter handle anymore. It's Steve Des TV. Yeah, Steve Des TV now. Then, I love all of the lights. I'm just not ready for that bright white light. What were you thinking here, Keith?
Well, I was coming home one day.
That's correct.
And almost got hit by a car. It's not funny, because I think I remember telling you, like, the car paint was, like, on my clothes.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Okay, here we go. December 19th, 2011. Getting fit today and discovering more of L.A. You were a tourist by this point.
Yes, I was.
19, same day. Walking down Sunset Boulevard with Steven 4950 and saw two-thirds of the Jonas Brothers. What else in store? Hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag that one.
You're pretty excited to see the two other Jonas Brothers? The two important ones, really. Okay. See, today is a productive day now. I'm going to shoot some more videos with Steven 4950. Hashtag, let's do it.
Yo, this is the way you're reading them. Because when I was thinking about it, it did not sound like that.
I know, but I make it sound really funny. Yeah. It's my delivery, man. All right. I'm so happy right now. 2012 is going to be amazing. Thanks to Steven 4950. This sounds gay as fuck, yeah, man. Like, you're just tweeting about me. Okay. Someone once told me that you have to live a lot. You have to live life one day at a time. I understand now. Hashtag no worries. Tell me about this one.
I think it was just in my head on that one.
Just on your head? But what was going on? What's going on?
This was around the time that I was doing acting things. And, yeah. I was doing acting things, and I just, like, I need to stop, like, worrying myself so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, live one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever it comes, basically.
Okay. All right. Now we got the 29th of April. It says, in the darkness, people sometimes don't know what to do. But a simple prayer can make the light shine through. Hashtag believe.
That was a good one.
That's when you were becoming a Justin Bieber fan.
Yep.
Becoming a believer. The 29th of August says, I need to go to London. What was that? Because of the British ladies?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it. Bam. Being humble is key. Tell me about that one.
I just realized it was just more of a spiritual thing, that one.
Okay. And then this one, the last one, it says, the world is as big as you make it, or as small as you live it. Tell me about that one. Spiritual?
Inspirational.
Inspirational? You came up with that one?
Yeah, I really did.
Okay. Are you directing that one to somebody, or just whoever follows you?
There's more to whoever follows.
Hmm.
I actually saw one of Tyrese's tweets, and I was like, damn, all he does is retweet, like, spiritual stuff. Like,
yeah,
all the time.
And talk about relationships.
Yeah. And I saw it, and I was like, I'm gonna try this. Just got on my inspirational.
And look, you're a bastard. Your last tweet, which is a retweet, says, I did not see that coming on Take It All. That woman was so fake crying all night and then tricking the old man, Santa. And you didn't retweet shit about my show.
Really?
Yeah. That was about the Santa guy versus the lady that was tricking, that tricked him. That was the first show that came out from Take It All. My show was the third one, and you didn't tweet shit about my show.
Dang.
You didn't even log into Twitter ever after that. You're like, fuck this. Fuck this. So now you know your handle. So everybody go, if you wanna hear occasionally, you know, every like 6 months or maybe every year, from
I'll actually make it at least 2 times a week.
Yeah, then 2 times a week. Apparently he's winking now. And yeah, if you wanna follow him, go to twitter.com. He's at Keith Tyler
Jr.
Yeah. K-A-E-I-T-H-Jr.
And my Instagram,
go ahead,
is Keith Tyler 2K13.
That's your real handle?
Yeah.
2K, you changed it?
I changed it.
That's why. 2K13, why 2K13? It's already 2K14.
Yeah, basically. But what I decided to do is, like, if I keep it that one, then I'll say 2K14, like, later on this, like, December.
Why don't just take it now?
It's not 2K, it's not 14 yet.
Yeah, but the games that come out this year are 2K14.
Well, that would have been good to know. people, it will be Keith Tyler 2K14 now.
Okay, everybody, go and follow him right now. Not right now. Not if you're here right now, this live. Not right now.
No.
Just like in an hour.
20 minutes.
It takes him 20 minutes to change the name, people.
See, because the internet is not going on right now.
So yeah, follow him at what is it again?
Keith Tyler 2K14, people. It's 2K14.
All right. Anything else you want to plug?
Not really. I think you pretty much said it all right there.
All right. Well, people, don't remember to follow me at Twitter. That's twitter.com@SteveDesTV, and go ahead and like me on Facebook. That www.facebook.com/SteveDesShow. On YouTube, there's plenty and plenty of content featuring me and starring me. So go ahead and search for Steve Des for any more information about this episode, future episodes, past episodes, or anything else about me. Go to SteveDes.com, and there you're going to find... Nigga, what? I'm trying to do my thing here, and he's showing me pictures. Let me see that shit. Let me see that shit. People need to see this. Come on, let me see that. Let me see that. Look, this nigga is showing me a picture. Let me see. I cannot see my... They're showing me a picture of ladies' asses. It's, you know, and it's a nice ass, though. Lance Williams, bitch. Do you believe in love at first sight? That's really his caption? That's a guy or that's a girl? That's a guy posting pictures. That one of those creepy dudes that just posts pictures of girls' ass. And guys follow him thinking that's the girl actually posting the pictures. Those are some creepy ass dudes. Anyway, I was finishing my stuff. I'm tired, as you can see on my face. Go for everything else Steve Des wise, go to stevedes.com. It's a website. Go and check it out, people. I made it myself. It took me a long time. I did it for you guys, so you guys get a place where you can just bam meet everything about me. And there you can contact me. Nigga, stop showing me pictures of girls' boobies and shit. Stop that shit. Dude, I'm trying to do my closer and you're fucking it up. I'm the one keeping you here. And stuff.
Continue.
You gotta wake up early. You gotta wake up in a couple hours, actually. But yeah. Team no sleep, nigga. Hashtag that. Team no sleep. So we do all day or day.
That's a good one. I'll put that on my Twitter.
What?
Hashtag no sleep.
Hashtag team no sleep. No, team no sleep. That's what you gotta put. No, no sleep. It's hashtag team no sleep. Because it's a team. People do it. Not just us. More people. We're part of a team. Yeah.
The nation.
The nation. Yeah, people. So, nothing. I love you. I will have many, many guests coming up. I'm rescheduling with this bastard Stefano that was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
But I'm rescheduling him, so he's going to be one of, you know, our next guests. I got my homegirl Avery coming over. She's a dancer. I got many, many more people I'm trying to schedule. And
what about your girlfriend? You should get her.
Maybe when we're more cool. I've been, you know, having it rough for her. Rough. But yeah, I'll have her on, though. I'll have her on pretty soon. So you guys get to know more about her, too. Nothing, guys. I want you to listen to this song. Because it's one of my favorite fucking songs ever. So take care, guys. See you next time. Peace. Nella tienda, una contienda.
Sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.